Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has confirmed carrying out airstrikes on the Syrian capital on Friday.
We have acted with impressive success to block Iran's military entrenchment in Syria, and in this framework, the IDF has attacked Iranian and Hezbollah targets hundreds of times.
Netanyahu said the attack hit warehouses containing Iranian weapons in Damascus International Airport. Netanyahu added that the Israelis are more determined than ever to act against Iran and Syria. Meanwhile, Israel's outgoing army chief also confirmed that Tel Aviv has conducted thousands of airstrikes inside Syria over the past 2 years without claiming responsibility. He claimed that the attacks have mostly hit Iranian targets. Tehran has yet to react to the Israeli claims. Iran has repeatedly said that it only deploys advisors in Syria at the country's request. On Saturday, the Syrian foreign ministry wrote to the United Nations to condemn the latest Israeli attacks, describing them as an attempt to prolong the war on Syria. Political commentator Scott Bennett says Israel's admission that it carried out thousands of airstrikes in Syria shows it seriously sought war with Iran and its allies.
The Israelis under Netanyahu are desperate to trigger a war, and this admission is very important to get out there because the world needs to engage in a diplomatic combat situation where the world is confronted with the truth and sees Netanyahu as a reckless, murderous, warmongering criminal thug that needs to be removed from power, and quickly he will be. But we also need to be aware Netanyahu is a dead man walking, and he's very, very dangerous, and he's going to probably engage in more strikes, more false flag attacks, more claims of chemical attacks. He will probably engage more of Iranian assets. And I think the way the Iranians have conducted themselves, as well as President Putin, has been very noble, as they are behaving in a very prudent, reasonable, calm manner. So I think this entire this demonstration and this disclosure of the airstrikes, which Israel has been doing, killing civilians, trying to provoke a war, trying to provoke Iran, trying to provoke Russia, hiding behind civilian aircraft, is one of the greatest demonstrations of Netanyahu's wickedness and evil that you could have.